Project-based learning, or PBL, may use traditional tools, including lectures, textbooks, and tests, but the focus is on relevancy, inquiry, and hands-on learning organized around a central question. Stephen Lozier, educational specialist in Wayne Township, says project-based learning often uses questions using should, would, or could to engage students and give them ownership of the issue. Lozier explains how this works with the question of, could our current hot weather be caused by global warming?
To answer that question, they may take it into a direction of, looking at meteorological issues, or they may look at the political landscape surrounding global warming. It may be all those sort of things, and the teacher really facilitates where that goes based on the content area. As a language arts teacher, you know, it could be their reading, writing, listening, and speaking that feed into that issue. A geography teacher might look more at geography. A math teacher may be looking at data analysis of that issue.
Doug Sisk, building trades instructor at Ben Davis High School, was hesitant at first, but he says PBL came just as professional development was getting more teacher input.
Some staff surveys had shown a real need for training in rigor and relevance, trying to make all subjects relevant to students in their world. Project-based learning, when you started to break down those pieces, you realized it was the perfect medium to carry that on. Just it oozed rigor if you did it properly. And so I was one of the first that they came to and said, can you make this look like something? And we experimented a little bit, but my first project, it was a home run, and it wasn't my doing. It's the process.
His students found over $30,000 in energy efficiency savings in the high school and got many of them implemented. It was also a personal turning point in his career.
7 years ago, I was totally revitalized in teaching. When they introduced this to me and we started to implement it, things happened to me that had never happened before. In 2007, I was Ben Davis High School's Teacher of the Year. And it's the first time in the history of the Career Center that a Career Center teacher has ever gotten that award.
The Career Center, where Sisk works, was once considered a dumping ground for low-achieving students, but now offers 15 college credits, and the instructors are actually adjunct professors at Ivy Tech. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.